You, William Bouse here, Deputy Fire Marshal at the City of Bryan, and it's time for Halloween safety tips. How's it going this afternoon?
It's going great. I know we talked earlier and we don't have a lot of time, so I want to get right to this because I think it's important that we try to observe a few little safety tips and not have any kind of accidents during Halloween. Some of the first things I want to mention is regarding the costumes of the children. Obviously, we want them to be able to see well, so the masks and costumes need to fit appropriately, and they need to be able to see well through the mask and so on. We like for them to be flame retardant, and we also like for them to fit the child so that they're not a tripping hazard for them as they go from house to house. We also want them to have a good flashlight and always travel in groups with older children of age or parents. The other thing about traveling through neighborhoods is that not everybody celebrates Halloween, and that is definitely those people's right. And so if the house does not look inviting to the celebration of Halloween, if they haven't done something such as have lights on and maybe decorations out that show that they are celebrating, then you do not want to go up to those houses. I actually encourage in this day and age that we look towards a lot of the venues that are put out there to celebrate Halloween, corporate as well as some of the churches, as well as other groups oftentimes do organized activities, and these are pretty safe activities that are put on that you can go and enjoy the celebration of the season. I know our church over on West Villa Maria at St. Luke's is doing a trunk or treat that night out in the parking lot with games and so on. I've heard that in the past some of the corporates like the mall and so on sometimes do things, and you can usually find out about that through your media, and you can find out about the churches that are doing things from Peace 107, 1510, 1620 will have information. And, of course, you can check the city websites.
And, of course, we are partnered here at Bryan Broadcasting with the Bush Library on Halloween as well.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me of that one. Parents, when your kids get home, make sure that you check their candy. We want things to look like they've been wrapped appropriately and not messed with. If you're unsure, discard it. It's not worth a chance that you'd be taking with their health and welfare. The last thing is make sure that your decorations, if they include candles, are setting in a container that is not flammable, and that you do not set the candles too close to anything that is flammable, such as curtains or other decorations, and that you never leave them unattended. And if we follow these few tips, I think that everybody can have a nice, safe Halloween.
Everybody enjoy the treats and the spooks and the goblins and everybody else. William Bouse, Deputy Fire Marshal, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.